Alrighty. Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Norman County Soybean Corn Growers Association President Corey Hansen, farming up by Gary, Minnesota. Tell us what you're seeing in the field. And I guess, first of all, if you started on wheat here, what's happening with that?
Whitney, we started on wheat last Thursday, right before the rain started. Got a good tandem load off. Wheat is highly variable in the field, but the tandem load I took off, I'm thinking, 40-ish, maybe a little more, maybe 45, but it's not a real big wheat crop the first field I'm in.
All right, and looking ahead here, I know you said variable, but what were the big challenges throughout the growing season there with that wheat crop and, I mean, really just generally?
Well, I think the wheat crop, just overall, typically, wheat is a cool season grass. It likes a cooler month of May and June than we had, and when we had all that heat and pushed it along, the wheat crop really didn't like it real well. And then with the lack of moisture in my area, it seemed like I couldn't buy a shower. Everything went around us to the point of, we were short of moisture. It headed out. I had some places, now I'm combining wheat that's a foot tall, and I got some places that the wheat is about knee high. Where the wheat is a little bit of a low spot, and looks good, it runs well. Where there's very few wheat there, yeah, it doesn't run very well. So this probably is the field I got. It's probably a middle field I got. I got one field at home that I'm highly looking at probably a 20, 25 bushel per acre yield on it. And I have one field that happened to catch a few showers, and now I'm there, I'm hoping goes in the 50 or there solar range. And that field looks pretty nice. But, it's just overall just got pushed too hard, too fast. During the heat, and as a farmer, it seems like to me either you have a good row crop year or you have a good cereal grain year. And if the cereal grains, whether it's wheat, barley, or oats, typically like cool weather because they're a cool weather crop growing.
And what do corn and soybeans look like so far here?
Well, I think they look okay. I think the one that has suffered the most yield between the corn and the soybeans would be the beans. Beans on my farm, I think it'll be variable, but it seems to me that when I'm looking at bean plants and pulling bean plants, looking for spider mites, aphids, and clover worms, seems to me that it's the bottom couple clusters have nice beans. The middle and upper sections, there's very few pods, and I think it's just got too dry for the soybeans. For the most part, before the rain on Thursday, most of my beans leaves were tipped upside down, and I had bean fields where I couldn't see rows, and now I can. So it's kind of disheartening, but it's Mother Nature. You get what you get, and sometimes you don't get. The corn looks fairly well for what it's been through. Still, I think there's, I was out this morning looking at some difference, and to me, varieties are a huge difference. There's some varieties took it better than other varieties on my farm. I don't think it's going to be a huge corn crop. I think it'll be an average or slightly below average. So I'm looking at probably somewhere, I would guess 150-ish overall, because I got some varieties that are really skinny cobs and really short tip back because of the drought. And I got some varieties that stayed pretty well where they're fairly thick, girthy cobs. They're still a little short, but there's a fair amount of kernels on there. It'll be a while yet before we get to the combine in them, and we really won't know what's there until we combine them.
And you mentioned the rain over the weekend. What kind of moisture did you get?
We got close to an inch and a half from Thursday to Sunday night. Each day getting a little bit, I think the most we got was about a half inch in any one time. I mean, 4/10 one night, half inch the other night, 2/10 one night. So, I mean, but it was a very beautiful rain. It was a nice slow rain. The creek through the farm, which hasn't run since first part of May, still isn't running, and it didn't even fill many holes up. So that tells me that any water came down kind of stayed in place and is helping our soil.
Good deal. And you mentioned you are doing some scouting for insects. What have you found there? Have you had to deal with anything real drastic here this year?
About 10 days ago, I sprayed for aphids because they were somewhere around the 250 to 300 mark. I use a chemical that only takes aphids out, Safina, leaves the beneficial there, and that helped. I took most of them out, and then this past Friday, I was out scouting with the university. I had a university lady out here looking at some problem bean areas, and, you know, she discovered there's a lot more spider mites than I thought I had out there. So we took care of the spider mites and the clover worms at the same time. Clover worms were getting to be somewhat of an issue, but still hadn't reached economic thresholds. But there was quite a bit of spider mites, and that would be natural because we've been warm and dry. Spider mites like dryness, you know, aphids and these clover worms like a little more moisture because they will eat on the newer leaves versus the spider mites start at the bottom of your plants.
Anything else we should touch on here, growing season so far, looking ahead to harvest before we let you go?
No, I just would, you know, remind everybody to have a safe harvest. You know, sometimes we get into too much of a hurry. Just remember safety first. Our loved ones like to see us at home every night. So I guess the only thing I would have to say is that be safe, be fast, but be safe just because, you know, we have loved ones at home that want to see us tomorrow. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the update and the information here. Again, Corey Hansen joining us on the Red River Farm Network.